The Swine Health Information Center is encouraging pork producers to review their vaccination protocols in response to an increase in porcine circovirus type 2. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center's May Domestic Swine Disease Monitoring Report indicates the percent positive rate of porcine circovirus type 2 in adult sow farms continued to increase in both April and March. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Megan Niederwerter says the positive rate for PCV2 in processing fluid samples was approximately 58%.
One of the aspects of PCV2 that has been discussed with the advisory group and continues to be emphasized is the need for consistent vaccine protocols with regards to PCV2 and, of course, following the vaccine manufacturer's instructions with regards to handling the vaccine, the dose administered, of course, the age of pigs. All of those aspects become very important when you see a disease that is well controlled by vaccination increase with regards to percent prevalence. One of the things that you can do is to start reviewing your vaccine protocols, of course, with your veterinarian, with the animal caretakers, with the vaccine crew that may be performing the vaccines. Thinking about the manufacturer, so what are the instructions? Are we conducting these vaccine protocols as indicated? What's the volume that's been administered? What is the age range that these pigs are receiving the vaccine? What's the consistency as far as volume, number of pigs administered, and also the timeline? And really just doing a deep dive into your day-to-day operation with regards to PCV2 vaccination.
Dr. Niederwerter says the industry is fortunate to have vaccines that protect pigs from developing porcine circovirus-associated disease. However, the vaccine has to be administered in the manner in which it's been shown to be protective. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.